This is Apollo 11 interview number 23 with Dr. John Clark. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Neil Armstrong, Mike Collins, and Buzz Aldrin are the crew soon to embark on the country's first landing attempt. Throughout the flight, the men and their spacecraft will be in constant touch with the Mission Control Center in Houston. A worldwide radar tracking and communications network will operate continuously from launch to splashdown to serve as the Earth-based eyes and ears of Apollo 11. This tracking and data acquisition responsibility is assigned to NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, where Dr. John Clark is director. We ask Dr. Clark to compare the complexities of tracking and communicating with Apollo to that of previous two-man Gemini missions.
Our world of today doesn't seem to be one in which things ever become simpler. But the comparison between Apollo and Gemini is essentially in three areas. First of all, the amount of data that is brought back is so much larger that this translates itself into much wider bandwidths. Therefore, in order to handle the wider bandwidths with a very low error rate, we must go to higher powers, more directive antennas, or both. Then there is the fact that, unlike Gemini, Apollo goes out to lunar distances. So we're talking here about a communications distance of something like, in round numbers, 250,000 miles, as opposed to the 1,000 miles or so maximum communication range for Gemini. Then the third difference is that in Apollo, unlike Gemini, there are two separate spacecraft which require communication simultaneously, at times sufficiently far from each other so that at least in the long term it will not always be possible to use a single antenna to be talking to both of these because of the need for the more highly directive antenna. So to summarize this, it requires more power and more directivity to transmit more information to longer distances, and essentially a doubling of the equipment required because of the need to maintain simultaneous communications with the two separate pieces of space hardware.
Director of the Goddard Space Flight Center, Dr. John Clark. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Houston, Texas, and Flight Operations Director Christopher C. Kraft. This is Willard Scott speaking.